It all happened in the middle of the night. The citizens of the United States went to bed on August 2, 1923, with Warren Harding as president. They awoke to find Calvin Coolidge had become the new president. The story is part of our President's Week series, and it's next on The American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the early 1900s, the little town of Plymouth Notch, Vermont, had only 29 residents, but one would become president of the nation. William Jenney shares the story of Calvin Coolidge, a farm kid who studied law and moved through state politics to eventually become vice president of the U.S. under Warren Harding. Coolidge was here at the family farmstead when he received word of President Harding's death.
There was only one telephone in the village, and that was in the general store. The storekeeper had gone to bed, and so they were trying to ring her up to tell her of the news that the president had died. She didn't hear the phone ringing, so they had to call the next town up the line, which was Bridgewater Corners. Finally got a hold of someone who came down here by car. He went up the front steps of the Coolidge homestead, knocked on the door, and that's how the word was received.
A nation cannot be without a president, though, and Coolidge became the nation's 30th president right here in Plymouth Notch in the middle of the night.
They got the word from the Attorney General that it was permissible for Colonel John, the president's father, to administer the presidential oath of office in his capacity as notary public. This all happened at 2:47 in the morning, August 3rd, 1923, by the light of a kerosene lamp.
Overnight, this town swore in a president. Overnight, this town became a tourist attraction.
No electricity, no plumbing bit was quite novel for many Americans at that point. So thousands of people started coming here almost on a daily basis to check this place out.
Today, the entire village where Coolidge grew up is preserved as a state historic site. Visitors can see the room in which our 30th president took the oath of office in the middle of the night. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth Notch, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.